Log Talk Radio.
I feel just like a kite, but one without a string, one that is floating around. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I feel just like a bird, but one without a home, one that is floating over endless oceans, empty horizons, no rest in sight. What does it mean when you say you wanna be free? Free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take a glance in a world that's free of me. Then you say you're moving on. Then you say I've got other plans. Moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me.
Yom Suf Arif, what is the Real Talk for Real People show all about? Well, to be honest about it, it's about the study of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's about giving a bird's eye view, a critical analysis, and an assessment. Bless and praise his holy name for everything he has done for us, and perhaps we should be doing for him. That is the essence of what these studies are about. It's about learning the do's and don'ts. You see, we've come to find out in life, as we all should have known by now, everything in life is codified. If you plant a seed and you don't get nothing out of that seed planting, perhaps you're doing something wrong. Perhaps you're not sowing the ground, you're not fertilizing the ground, and so on. Or perhaps you planted the wrong seed. As far as life experiences are concerned, as far as electricity is concerned, you study the codes of electricity, and you study the do's and don'ts in order to facilitate the usage of electricity. And if you're not doing anything according to the code, you're not doing something right. Wouldn't that stand to reason for some of you to understand this? If the Most High is not your refuge, if he's not your buckler, shield, the wings that you hide beneath the pinion of his wings, the rock you stand upon, perhaps you're not considered the fact you may not be codified. So we tried to bring these studies to your attention in order to get codified. Not better than someone else for that matter, but just doing the right thing for us the Most High is concerned, for that matter. So you can have a better relationship with him. Why? Because you understand him. You don't know him, but you understand what he requires of you. That is the only way, for that matter, you would get something from the Most High. And sometimes you had to be a little patient, just like Queen Esther and Mordecai. They were patient in their endeavor, but they truly trusted the Most High. Just like Joseph. Joseph got locked up twice for no good reason. But be that as it may, it utilized that what the Most High wanted out of Joseph. Sometimes things don't come when you want them, but they will come as long as you're codified with the Most High. That's what we try to get you to understand. See, we're fast food, fast fun, fast sex, and it ain't none of that stuff good for us. So why don't you slow it down? Stop the press. Slow the pace. Get to understand the Most High and utilize it because you've activated the Most High plan as he planned it. Not you, not Yom Suf, or anyone else for that matter. You may be wondering, Yom Suf, who are these folks you talking about? These folks you talking about? Well, I'm talking about these people that I'm talking about. My brother from New York City, my sister from Detroit, Michigan, my sister from New York City also. Well, Avia from New York City, Sister Avia, she's sort of like our go-to woman. You know, when you get off the reservation or wander away, because we are elders, sometimes we digress, sometimes we go into a tangent. She try to keep us focused on the subject matter at hand, and she's good at it too. So Shehudi from Detroit, Michigan. Who might she be? Well, Sister Yehudi is a woman that has known the Most High a long time in her life. She used her experience and her observation, but most importantly, she used the Most High template, which is his word. She's seen some things, good, bad, and ugly, but nevertheless, she still holds on to them just like we all should. Everything ain't fast, and it ain't furious, and the show ain't fun, especially when you believe in the Most High. Ask Mordecai. Ask Queen Esther, ask Joseph, ask yourself, but remain codified. Also, Cartrell from New York City. Cartrell has been studying the Most High quite a while. He understands the codification process. He understands that it's not simply leaning to one own understanding or doing what one wants to do, whenever they want to do it, and how they want to do it. It's about delving into getting deep into this and not just words alone and study, but application. And he learned a lot from the Psalms by virtue of his life experience. You see, when he was 14 years old, Cartier was feeling some sort of way, and it wasn't good. But it dawned upon him, obviously, that's why he's still here. I ain't codified. That's why I got all these problems. That's why I want to cash in my chips. Thanks to the Most High, for your sake, because of these studies, he didn't cash in his chips. What he did was he trusted the Most High. He depended upon the Most High. Here he is today because he did according to the Psalms. Also, when he was a young man going into the work field with a family, he found out, hey, man, these heights ain't working for me. I know I want to get in construction, but I ain't know they were going to put me on these buildings, 20 floors, 15 floors, 10 floors, man. Oh, no. There again, he trusted in the Most High. He got up every morning, prayed to the Most High according to the Psalms. When the Most High helped him do it, he prayed thanksgiving because he understood the codification process. And he is today because of it. We want you to have that very such life with the Most High, a close, intensive, codified relationship. And it ain't fast and furious. And it sure ain't fun sometimes. But it's dependable. Praise the Most High and bless his holy name. I want to say one thing before we get on the show, before I introduce them to you. They're having Juneteenth today. You know, funny thing about that, as I think about us and our travels, all of us, in this captivity, we like to have fun, don't we? We like to have a party when it ain't even called for. In the case of this so-called Juneteenth, we're revving up a brick to do. For what? We ain't out of here. Every aspect of our lives are a hot mess because of this captivity. You name it, I call it. Sex, education, work, health, law, so-called politician that you put on yourself that ain't even your own people. And you run to their polls every 2 years and every 4 years. And you think to yourselves and you lie to yourselves and each other. Oh, mighty y'all. We got a good one. It's going to change this 2 years. Every 4 years. Oh, Lord. Almighty. We got a good one. It's going to change these 4 years. Please stop lying to yourselves and each other. Ain't nothing changed in 402 years and counting. Yet you still lie to yourselves and each other in a so-called uncodified manner. You know what Alcoholic Anonymous says about that? Doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. It's the definition of insanity. And I do concur with it. We are a hot mess and crazy as we want to be, universally speaking. And that's sad. But it's true. Get codified. Get with the Most High. Stop leaning to your own understanding. It ain't cute and it ain't working for you. We love you. May the Most High bless you. So let me introduce to you Sister Avia from New York City. May the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, family. May the Most High bless us all, you and your families and friends. And I'm just grateful to be back, and may the Most High keep on blessing.
You better believe it, and we're glad to have you back, sister. We couldn't do it without you. Praise the Most High, and bless his holy name. Now, thank you. Now, Sister Yehudi from Detroit, Michigan. Sister Yehudi, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm going to be a little quiet today. I think my mind is trying to be a young woman, so, and I fail. So
don't
I'm
do
walking
it,
around like, what's that person? Hoppity Cassidy or something.
Right.
I'm okay, and I'm thankful. But you know how we get when we get older, we think our minds say one way, and our
right.
body's like, hell no.
We have to do that this weekend.
You,
running
you
after the grain.
Yes.
I was running and chasing again, so I know what you mean, Sister Hoots.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to tell you about that now, Sister Hoots. I agree with you like that. But I stay in my lane, you know, and I don't do no more than I should be doing. And that's any respect in any area of my life. Because as y'all know, my wife is a young woman. She's 44 years old. And young, she's 65. Yeah, she's 65. And I told her this for a court. You ain't gonna color purple me, okay? All right? And y'all laugh
she's
all
gorgeous.
You.
She's gorgeous. Leave her alone. She's gorgeous.
Yeah, no, I told her, you ain't gonna color purple me, okay? I'm 65 now. I ain't trying to do all that stuff. And I ain't taking no Jack of the Beanstalk pills, neither. Okay?
Well, young Sue, actually, I see what Avia's talking. It's not that. It's a shock because I usually do. I know. I'm like, okay, I can't do this. I got to do
right.
it another way.
Right.
But I mean, it just appeared that it was like so easy.
Right.
And all I saw was floor.
Well, yeah, and I'm saying the same thing by what I'm saying. When I was a young fella, it was so easy.
Yes, I get down on the floor and be playing with them, and now I find out it's harder to get back up.
Yeah,
and
you
then gotta keep running and chasing. I said, Lord,
I heard you were me and you were foolishly waiting on a meeting Sunday. And I heard the babies in the background. You said, y'all just be right. Just sit down. Right, just sit down. I said, Sister Abby, your mic's on. Them kids running you in a circle.
Oh, yeah. But I enjoyed every bit of it, and I thank y'all for that. Hey, we better let Brother Conchell on.
Look here.
I'm
gonna be quiet. I'm gonna let Braun right now. Brother Cottrell from New York City. Brother Cottrell, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom. I told you Keith was on point.
Shalom. All praise the Holy One. Yeah. I hear y'all, but I can't relate to none of y'all what y'all saying. Sorry.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know who he's telling the tale to.
I know.
But anyway, I just wanted to say that in your introduction, we give praise and honor to the Most High and how we're supposed to be codified with him. But that code starts with knowing who you are. Our people don't know who they are. We're talking about we Black, African American, Negro, colored. And we see from our study, we're talking about nation. The nation of Israel. So we're learning about our ancient fathers, our ancient nation, who we were, who we are, and who we're going to be. And that's really important, too, because our people think that this might be a religious study where you're just getting yourself together with the Most High, you and God, but it involves the whole nation. So I just want to throw that in there because we are a nation, and we have to learn those codifications as well.
Exactly. But you'll be told, I am grateful to the Most High for my life, truth be told. But even that being said, there's some things that I'm not going to do because I know my limitations, so why make a fool of myself? When I was 44, when I was 24, you know, when I was 34, things change. You got to realize when you get an elder, elderly, things that you can't do what you used to do physically. Try as you may. But like I said, I'm not
going to
be color purple. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Well, yeah. I know what Psalm said, and I've been reading Psalm for a long time. Psalms 40, those that wait for Yah shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint.
Okay. Well, look here. I guess I pray for
y'all.
I'm
preparing myself.
I'm going to pray to y'all for some of that right now, okay? All right. I don't want no Jack of the Beanstalk pills and the blow-ups, nothing, okay? Let's pray to the y'all.
You remember that?
Yeah.
You remember that Richard Pryor movie, Which Way Is
What's
Up?
That, bro? You were over there, country.
He was working as a preacher, right? He had the Michael Jackson glove on. So the old man came up to him in a wheelchair. The old man was like, I want to run. I want to jump. I want to walk again. Richard Pryor said, you better sit down before I put the glove on you, boy.
was that what's that sister, those sisters' name? When they sung that song, you got to believe in something. Why not believe in me? The Pointer Sisters. Wasn't that the musical to that? Okay. All right. You look here. Here's the thing. Contrary always says this. Secularization. And these two chapters we're about to start on, Jeremiah 46 and Psalms 46, they're synchronized. Because the Psalm says, Yah, the refuge of his people and the conqueror of nations. And 46 is going to show, Jeremiah is going to show that our ancestors tried to run off to get refuge from a different nation. Not only caused our ancestors, nature we tried to run to, problems, destruction. And it says in Psalms, the conquer of nations. So this is the beginning of the conquering of nations also by the Most High. And Katria always says the Most High word is always synchronized. And I have to concur with him on that. It's true. So if my fellow student hosts are done with the commentaries, if not, we'll stop the press. If so, we'll move on.
I'm finished. Okay. Let's move
on. You mentioned Juneteenth, right?
What's that, Cartrell?
So you mentioned Juneteenth.
Yeah, Juneteenth.
Mm-hmm. And we always looking for a holiday to take off and have a party.
You better believe it. Then we can kill each other and write rap songs about it.
But when you look up the word Emancipation Proclamation, which they're touting, it only means to make over our property, which they did. They turned us into corporate slaves. And they paid the slave masters who lost their slaves.
Mm-hmm. They certainly did. Yeah, we're slaves to the state.
Mm-hmm.
State property, that's what they call it today.
Yep, it's true. Yeah, they taxes
so
on
everything. We're not really free until we get our inheritance back. These people haven't told us the truth about ourselves. They still call us black. They still call us African-American, Negro, colored, whatever they want to call us. They still haven't told us the truth about who we really are.
Exactly.
And they ain't never going to tell us that. We got to find that out for ourselves.
Question.
Exactly.
With this Juneteenth thing, all it is one day pay holiday. Then the people go out, spend the same pay they got supposed to be, you know, off and give it back to the oppressors. And then why are they going out here, like you said, and they call us black African-Americans and all that. And then I've seen a lot of them dressing up in African attire, spend money on that for this day, for that day. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
How many holidays do the Native Americans have? The Indians?
None. That I know of.
Are they looking for one?
They care less.
No. They got better sense than us.
Way better sense.
Yeah, they just want their property back.
Exactly.
They want their land.
That's what we should want. The property that belongs to us, we should want that back.
Right.
Exactly.
And the Native Americans, they want their land back, and they know what to do with their land also. Give us some land. Well, the ones that do have land, all they do is still be paying out to the oppressors because they build a house on the land over here that they tear up and having parties. It's just foolishness.
Well, you know, the Native Americans have similar problems as far as we are concerned. They have health problems. They have alcohol and drug addiction, domestic violence, because the bottom
economics,
the bottom line is this, even though they may have a reservation reserved for them, they don't still have true ownership of that land, because indirectly, the federal government still owns that land. They can do whatever it wants to do, whenever it wants to do, and they're under the laws of America, so they have similar problems, but here's the difference between them and us. We want to have a party all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like we got something. We lie to ourselves and to each other like this is the best thing since sliced bread. And the fact of the matter is just outside captivity. You have two captivity. You have those in the inner prison, which I call actual prisons, and then you have those that are parole, which are us. But it's still captives. We're just parole
captives. Yeah, we just in the outer courtyard. That's all.
Yeah, the outer courtyard of the prison system. And every
and they prove that we're not as intelligent as them, because they continue to call us black, which is an insult. Mm-hmm. Black voters, black Americans, black Democrats, okay.
Mm-hmm.
African Americans. And we still haven't figured it out. You got scholars speaking in this vernacular today.
Mm-hmm.
And they're supposed to be so intelligent. But you're talking about intelligent fools. You've been westernized. You got Western education, and Western education ain't teaching you anything about yourself. So you would call yourself black because that's what Western institutions call you, black.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And our leaders comfortable with it. I hear it coming out our Sharpton's mouth, all our leaders' mouth. We black. They need to stop.
Yeah. They certainly do because it's miseducation. It's a furtherance of miseducation as far as we are concerned. And as you said, I like the part where you said, this is not a religious study. This is a historical study. And that's a big difference. All right. Well, look here, y'all. We got Imad Dura on before we get started in our studies. So let us bring on Imad Dura. May the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot.
Shalom,
Imad.
Shalom,
Imad.
Hallelujah. 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 You guys must have been reading my mind. Giving all praise to the Most High, God. Father, help us. We need some help. You know, this Juneteenth day is just another vehicle to make us more comfortable in this captivity.
Exactly.
That's all. It's just another nugget that they've given us to make us more comfortable in this captivity. How in God's green acres are you going to celebrate the end of slavery when it's never ended?
Amen. Amen.
No man is more falsely enslaved than he who falsely believes he's free. So what they do, they keep giving us little nuggets of delusional of that we're free. And we fall for the okey-doke every time. We're still walking around here with Mr. Charlie's last names. We're still wearing his name. We still have to give over to and sign our children over when we sign the birth certificate. When we get married, we get married by the state of whoever that's in charge of the state. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
And we come up with free. I tell you what, if you think you're free, just make an agreement. Everybody says, hey, we're getting ready to get up out of here. Everybody head to the airport or however way they can get up out of here and see if you're free.
You ain't got proper ID and a passport. You ain't going nowhere.
The handwriting is on the wall. When Marcus Garvey got ready to take our people up out of here, here's the lie that they came up with. They found that his ships were not seaworthy, so therefore they couldn't allow our people to get on those ships and return back to Africa because those ships weren't safe. So they instead they locked him up and then
exported him.
They put him out the country. Okay, after he came out of prison. But at the same time, he's trying to get us together to go back home. And we had quite a few people that was ready to leave up out of here, 25,000 if I'm not mistaken. That's the same time they was mentioning us. Huh? But they were concerned because we
That's the shift for these workers. That's the same time that they're down there beating our people upside the head with batons, messing them in uniform. But you're concerned. And they know, they study us. They study us. They know how to keep us steady, fighting at the bit. Steady like a dog chasing his tail. We should be ready to pass out about now. We've been chasing that tail for so long. It's a wonder if we haven't dug a deep trench hole down to the core of the earth. We've been running around so long. Huh? I'm so glad I'm not the only one. I was sitting here just bawling. They got us on every TV station. Oh, Juneteenth Day along with the great crash for it. Have you noticed that? They celebrate that along with the great tax rate.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't lying.
God, help us. Help us. Y'all's wrath is in the earth, you all. Moraine and Catriel and I were just talking yesterday. 3,000 cows died in Kansas from heat.
That's a lot of cows.
3,000. And still counting. Water, the Colorado River is drying up. Florida was hit with an infestation of frogs. They said they'd never seen the likes of this. But we're witnesses. Egypt all over again is just global this time. And Israel running around talking about Juneteenth Day and Shabbat Shalom. Huh?
Don't forget about Easter Sunday, Mama.
Oh, yeah.
Father's Day. That's right. They just had Father's Day yesterday. Mm-hmm. And the father can't even talk, can't even put his hands on his children because children call the police and put him in jail. Huh?
Yeah.
Happy Father's Day.
That's how subtle the deception.
What you get for Father's Day, man?
The Almighty law says, honor thy father and thy mother all thy days. Is that what the word says?
All the days. Every day.
And pick one day out of the year and say, well, now this is when you need to honor your daddy. You can cuss him out the rest of the time. We got to wake up, Israel. We got to wake up and see this trap that we keep falling in. I'm sorry. I just, when I came on, you guys, I heard you all talking about it, and I said, Father, you must not be pleased because it's all there on your servant's lips. This is not a good thing. It's not,
Ima. And that's why we spoke about it. It's just another distraction. They have another party where the police show up, and there's some blue and yellow tape, okay? That's all it is.
And they're talking about the Juneteenth. Listen. Oh, Father, help us. They talk about Juneteenth. They talk about gay pride parades and all the killings that's taking place at the same time.
Exactly.
Not only that, Ima, you got a gay head of transportation department.
Yes.
And he don't know what the hell he's doing. Because they canceling flights like they've never canceled them before.
Well, what'd you say his name was, Cartrell? What'd you say?
Booty Judge.
Oh, Booty Boy.
Booty Check.
Booty Boy.
You know he don't know what he's doing because he's confused to who he is. He don't know whether he is.
Right. Right. He think a dude is a girl. Yeah, booty boy.
Yeah. It's no wonder they have confusion because he's running.
Right. I'm not surprised.
Not at all.
But the highlight, he's a Rhodes Scholar, Maury. Don't forget that. He's a Rhodes Scholar and a Harvard graduate. Don't forget that.
That don't mean nothing, Nima. Educated fools. Educated fools.
If they said, Ima, we finna get busy because we know what time it is. We know what a real refuge is. And it ain't in Booty Boy or anything else for that matter. Praise the Most High. So let's turn to chapter 42, okay? Okay, and let's see Jeremiah.
Oh, that's my
and
this, favorite.
This
okay.
judgment not only going to come on Mizraim. It's going to be a whole lot of folks under the Most High judgment. But it's going to start off with Mizraim first. For sure, we're quick to run to them.
And ain't that funny?
Yeah.
Why are we running to the land of Ham if we Jewish?
Yeah. And now they got us. They got us in consortium with the booty boys, okay, and girls. Chapter 46. The word of the Elohim which came to Jeremiah the prophet against the nations, against Mizraim, concerning the army of Pharaoh. Necho, here's my suggestion to you. Go to Google and Google this Necho. He looks remotely like you and me. He's a Hamite. The king of Mizraim, which was by the river Euphrates, or called Chemish, which Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, defeated in the fourth year of Joachim, the son of Josiah, king of Yehuda. He says, order the buckler and the shield. Draw near the battle. Harness the horses. Mount up, you horsemen. Stand forth with your helmets. Polish the spears. Put on the armor. Why have I seen them dismayed and turned back? The mighty ones are beaten down. They have speedily fled. They did not look back, for fear was around them, says the Elohim, his fear. Do not let the swift flee away, nor the mighty man escape. They will stumble and fall toward the north by the Euphrates. Who is coming up like a flood, whose water move like the rivers? Mizraim rises up like a flood. His waters move like the rivers. He says, I will go up and cover the earth. I will destroy the city and its inhabitants. Come up, O horses, and rage, O chariots, that the mighty men come forth. Now, the Mizraim had a conglomerate of people fighting for them. And it mentions the conglomerate of people fighting under their banner, the Ethiopians, and the Libya who handled the shield, the Lydians, white folk, who handled and bend the blow. But this is David.
Ludin is not white folks. That's Ham too.
Oh, Ludin is. Okay. Gotcha.
Ludin.
Yeah. Ludin. Okay.
Right. Cush, Put, and Ludin. These are brothers.
These are brothers from a different mother. Okay.
Yep.
This
Same
is the day of. Thank you, Rodriguez, for pointing that out. This is the day of Yah Elohim of hosts. Yah is activating this plan. It is a day of vengeance, that he may avenge himself on his adversaries. The sword shall devour us. It shall be sated and made drunk with their blood. For Yah Elohim of hosts as a sacrifice in the north country by the river Euphrates. Go up, Gilead. Take bombs. Go. You go and run there. Take whatever medication this day go off you. O virgin, the daughter of Mizraim, in vain, you will use many medicines, but you shall not be cured, just like we are in this country right here. We're alien from every aspect of our life. The nations have heard of your shame. Your cry has filled the land, for the mighty man has stumbled against the mighty. Mizraim has stumbled against Nebuchadnezzar. They both have fallen together. Babylon will strike Mizraim. The word of the Elohim spoke to Jeremiah, the prophet, how Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, would come and strike the land of Mizraim, which he did. Declare in Missouri, and McLean and McDowell. Claim in North and Tampanese, the cities in Missouri. Say, stand fast. Prepare yourselves for the sword devours all around you. Why are your valiant men swept away? They did not stand because Yah drove them away. He made many fall. Yes, one fell upon another. And they said, arise. Let us go. You know what they said? All these different people. Oh, man, this ain't working. Let us go back to our own people and the land of our nativity from the oppressing sword. This is oppressing these Babylonians. They cried there. Pharaoh, king of Misery, is but a noise. That's all he is, talking loud and saying nothing. We getting our behind whoop. Let us go back home. This is not working. He has passed by the appointed time. His time has come. As I live, says the king, whose name is the Elohim of hope. Surely as Tabor is among the mountains and as Carmel by the sea, so shall come, O you daughter, dwelling in misery. Prepare yourselves to go into captivity. That's why some of y'all are here in this country, because you don't study the Most High Word. You're confused about everything. And sometimes just because these people look remotely like you in these lands of captivity that we are in, they were taken into captivity too. That's why you have not only our self-born enmity between one another. We have people that we think because of our lack of study that are in these captivities too, along with us, they have an innate animosity toward us too. So if you studied, you would know this. But when you simply lean to your own understanding, why they hate me? Just study the Most High Word. He's going to show you. These people were taken into captivity to misery, and they look remotely like us. And there is a fierce animosity toward them against us. Not only ourselves against ourselves, but our oppressor, our first oppressor, and the Miserines. They were taken into captivity. For note, there'll be waste and desolate without inhabitants. Miserine is a pretty heifer, but the destruction of it is to come from the north. Also, her mercenaries are in her midst like bad bulls. Remember I told you about those different lands, those different, the Ethiopians? Let me turn back right quick. And Katriel said Libyans and the Libyans, they had a group, several groups of nations fighting under their banner. And it spoke, it said, they were mercenary, are in her midst like bad bulls. But they also are turned back. They have fled altogether. They did not stand. For the day of calamity had come upon them. The time of their punishment, her noise, talking loud and saying nothing, shall go like a serpent. For they march with an army and come against her with axes like those who chop wood. They shall cut down her forest, says the Elohim, though it cannot be searched, because they are innumerable, more numerous than grasshoppers. The daughter of Misery shall be ashamed, which she is. She shall be delivered into the hand of the people of the north. A lot of you, because of your lack of education and codification, think that those people over there are the ancient Misery. They are not. That's why they shoot their nose off. That's why they chip them off, chip their lips off. Nothing else is missing. Mind you now. Nothing else. When they find these statues and whatnot and so on and so forth, nothing else. Ears sticking out, but they still sticking out. But then the nostrils, which are very compressed like ours are, their lips, which are very thick like ours are, they seem to have disappeared. But you don't, if you don't understand the Most High and the conspiracy against us and anybody that looks remotely like us and keeping us pitted against one another and so on and so forth, you'll be confused about everything. That's why we have Juneteenth. The Elohim of hosts, Yah of Israel, says, behold, I will bring punishment upon Amnon of No and Pharaoh of Misery with their gods. There's a lot of y'all following Egyptology. I don't know why. Their gods.
Because they're Egyptian.
Yeah, though some of us, but some of us are following them like we always followed after trying to find solutions. They call themselves Egyptians. Now, Katriel's right, because I made that statement just a moment ago about Misery was taken in captivity with us. And Katriel's right. They're following their gods. But we, just like we have done in past time, always following after Mizarin and her gods. Some of us call themselves Egyptians. That's why they're doing Juneteenth. I will deliver them into the hands of those who seek their lives, into the land of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, in the hand of his servants. Afterwards, it shall be inhabited as in the days of old, says the Elohim. It'll be mixed up. You got a mixed group of people there. You got people that were related to the Greeks. You got Ishmael there. You got a whole conglomerate of people that are not the ancient Mizraims. Okay? As like Cartrell said, what is that? Russia was playing Ramses.
Yul Brynner.
A Russian. You have Charleston Heston. I don't know what the hell he was. He was playing Mosaic. See, because you sit on your behind and you don't study the Most High Word, your enemy can tell you anything, and they do tell you anything, and they're good at telling you this, and you believe anything your enemy. But let Yom Su, let Cartrell, let Ima Hadora, let Sister Hootie, let Sister Aviat, oh, you dumb nigga, you don't know what you're talking about. Why? Because a white man said so. A travesty. That's why you got Juneteenth. Yah will preserve Israel. But do not fear, O my servant Yaqub. That's us. That's us. Do not be dismayed, O Israel. That's us. That's us. That's us. For behold, I will save you from afar. And he still did. And your offspring from the land of their captivity. And he certainly will. You have to be codified, though. What does codification mean to you? What should it mean to you? Let me tell you what it means to me. The Most High said, turn to him. Turn away from what you're doing. Turn to him. Do that. Pray for your ancestors and their iniquities and your continuum. Do that. He says, unite together. Do that. Draw yourself together. Do that. Stop going to these religious outlets and these street store little things you got on the corner with 10 people in there. They call that a church or whatnot. And stop chasing after that idolatry. You know, funny thing about that, y'all. Let me tell you this. If the Most High says in the commandments that there is, you don't want to put any graven images, and to worship any other idol, but yet you try to justify the graven images in these religious churches, which is a derivative of the Roman Catholic Church, which is a derivative of the Nicene Council. All these religions came from the Nicene Council by way of the Roman Catholic Church. Now, how is that, Yah? What did all cause the Pope told you it was okay? All right. All cause the Lutheran Church told you. Oh, I'm sorry then. All cause the Baptist Church, Almighty Baptist Church, told you. The Church of God in Christ told y'all. All right. What did Yah tell you? All right.
Y'all, right. Soup, it's funny you mentioned the Pope.
Yeah.
Because I was watching a documentary on the Pope. Then they say the Pope is the Antichrist. That's why you got all these denominations of different churches. Because the Pope calls himself the Holy Father, which he says he's God on earth, that he's his word supersedes Jesus' word and God's word.
Well, I hear what you're saying, my brother, my dear friend. But I'm kind of lost. Here's where I'm lost. You have the Nicene Council. Mm-hmm. You have the Roman Catholic Church. I don't see all these little speck of religion in nowhere in between that. It derived from the Roman Catholic Church. So,
the mother of Christianity.
Now, you better believe it, Ma. You better believe it.
So everything that come about of her is corrupt, just like she is.
Yeah, this documentary went on to show that there is a fraction of priests within the papacy that do satanic worship within the papacy.
Well, they do it directly. The rest of them doing it indirectly. Same thing. Come see, come
up. No doubt.
Yeah. With the Queen of Heaven.
just common sense. Everything about the Roman Catholic Church, it's idolatry. Even the images. Don't make it to you any graven images. And yes, she wrote it down with them. And her daughters took the same thing into their establishment.
Exactly.
That's why you go in their establishment. They got the angels flying on the windows. They got the man hanging on the cross in the behind the pulpit. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
And you know what's crazy, Ima?
Hmm?
If you look into the European image of the Virgin Mary and the baby, they're people of color, right? So we're reading about Babylon, which was a nation of color. These are Asiatic black men, Shemitic, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the European man, he hates Shem and Ham. Why? Because Shem and Ham had to teach him. They get their culture from Nimrod, Babylon, Nebuchadnezzar, and all these kings that we're reading about. It talks about the beauty of Egypt, the beauty of the virgins of Egypt. They're still exploring the treasuries of Egypt today, aren't they? With the
mm-hmm.
shame that the Most High talks about that Egypt was hit with. Yeah, Egypt was beautiful, but it was full of idolatry, just like Babylon. And these Western powers gain their understanding from these great Shemitic and Hamitic empires that existed, but they had flaws because they were idol worshippers. And Yah said he's going to avenge him of his enemies because he dispersed the nations in the first place because Nimrod built a tower to challenge the Most High, right?
Exactly.
That's how they became nations. That's why Yah has a beef with these nations. These nations are so proud, they fly in their flags. We want to be a nation. No, nation was a curse. Being a nation was a curse from Yah. But he turned it into a blessing. He said, I'm going to plan B. I'm going to create a nation for myself that's going to be a blessing to all the other nations. That's what he said, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's who we are. And instead mm-hmm. of us playing our role, we're following the perversion and demise of these other nations, especially Cush, Put, and Ludin. That's where we started, run into Egypt, look into Ethiopia, look into the Babylonians for help. When Yah said, I'm your help, right?
You're going to find that out, and they're going to find that out, you know, in Psalms 46, too, that who
oh, yeah.
I serve. I'm going to conclude this. I'm going to hand it off to y'all, and we're going to keep it moving. Yah of hosts, the Elohim of Israel, says, behold, I will bring a punishment upon Amnon of No and Pharaoh of Mizraim with their gods and their kings, Pharaoh of those who trust in him. I will deliver them into the hands of those who seek their lives, to the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and the hand of his servant. After it should be inhibited as in the days of old, all mixed up. And it certainly is mixed up today. Like I said, you think those are ancient Mizraims, they are not. They don't look anything remotely like the people that is inhibiting their country today. For I will not leave you wholly unpunished. Praise and bless the Most High. And we got some more folk he ain't going to leave too. But we're going to get to that another day. But this time I'm going to leave the mics open for Imar Dora, Cartier, Sister Hootie, and Sister Avia. If they have anything to add on. We are all here. May the Most High bless you and direct you and order your set. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Hallelujah.
He is worthy to be praised. You know, it's just interesting how when you're reading through the Word of God, you can see that not one word of his has failed. Not one. And more so, you can see what was spoken back in ancient times, how it's unfolding during our time. And we still, I can't say it enough, like all the images, Babylon and all of that. Even to this day, we still have our people running to what some men, Matthew, Mark, Paul, Luke, and John said. And we use that to scrutinize and to challenge the word of Yah.
Mm-hmm.
How crazy can that be? I had a white woman that come on my page today. And she's all about Yahweh, Yah. And then she got to where Yahshua, Yahweh, and Yahshua, and the Holy Ghost. And I told her, I said, you know what? I said, I'm Israel. And I can understand you highlighting your God, you know, trying to attach your God to the Holy One of Israel. But he's the God of Israel. He's not the God of the world. I say he created the world, but he's not the God of the world. He's the God of all creation, but he's the God to Israel. I said, there is no Holy Ghost. There is no Yahshua. Only Israel. Yah named who his sons were, and he named Israel and King Solomon as being his sons. Nowhere does he ever speak about Joshua or Yahshua as being his son. But just like we're reading in this chapter here, Israel is still guilty today of following these other nations and their abominations. And what's not really hitting them is that the Almighty destroyed those nations because of their abominations. And we're still looking to them for our salvation. What do you think about that, Maureen?
Well, that's been the flaw of mankind since Yah created man, that man leans upon his own understanding. In Genesis 6, he says, "It grieves me that I made man, because man is evil from his youth." And we see that's the nature of man. And he gives us instructions to codify ourselves, which we have to discipline ourselves to apply. So we see these nations, they ignored the Most High, their creator, just like we do, because we think that the way the nations are going is the way to go. But Yah has a particular message for his people. And in this chapter here, he's telling us not to be afraid, because we are his servant. Jacob, don't be dismayed. We see the nations are dismayed. They worry about global warming. They worry about World War III. They worry about food shortages and famine. And they worry about all kind of things. Aliens from space. Most God told us not to be dismayed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if we study, we know that this is how Yah works. He puts the nations in confusion. He wraps them up in their own iniquities. And then he judges them. We're supposed to be on the sideline. Right? We're not supposed to be taking sides. We're supposed to be on the sideline. And it's funny because you mentioned Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, and the fact that our prophets, the prophets that the Most High sent to our people, the nation of Israel, these men were time travelers. They didn't need a machine. They could see the future, which these people of today try to do. They want to see the future. They want to build time-traveling machines. No. Our ancient fathers had the ability to travel through time and space on a spiritual level and see what Yah was going to do, right? Which is amazing because Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John didn't have that ability. Whoever wrote Revelations, we don't know. They say John wrote it. But when you read it, who's the message to? Is it to the angel? Is it to Jesus? Is it to John? Who is the message to? And who's given the message in Revelations? And then when you really read Revelations, you could see that they plagiarized out of the book of Daniel. Out of the book of Isaiah, if you read and you know.
And Zechariah.
Yeah, it's plain. And Zechariah, all the prophets there, Micah, Malachi, all of those prophets, they plagiarized to put together the compilation of Revelation. Because John was not a prophet that Yah sent to time travel like he did. Yirmiyahu, Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Moshe. Moshe time traveled. Moshe traveled back to the beginning of time, to creation. That's what his book of Genesis is all about. And then he traveled to the future. He knew that the nation of Israel was going to go into captivity by ship, which means he saw all the kings messing up, kings of Judah. He saw the kings splitting, and he gave us the remedy as to how to get back. So people ignore the spiritual realm. This is what I'm saying. They look at the power of Babylon and the beauty of Egypt and the power of these nations, and we be seduced. We think that what they got is better than what we got. And what they got can't even compare to what the Most High has promised our nation. And that's how we have to see it. We have to see ourselves as this nation. Jacob, Israel, that's what he calls us. And he lets us know he's going to bring us. He said, "Behold, I will save you from afar and your offspring from the land of that captivity." So people are talking about we was in Egypt for 400 years. That was the captivity he was talking about. No, that wasn't from afar. and he didn't bring out our offspring from the land of our captivity.
It says the land of their captivity, Cartrell. We didn't know nothing about these people. We didn't know anything about these people. There's certainly a case here. And I'm going to tell you what, lost in space. That's what we are, lost in space. Just like that movie we used to see. And we, what did the robot tell the Will Rogers? Danger, Will Rogers, danger.
Will Robinson.
That's why that whole new book is written in red. It's telling you it's
danger. Danger, Will Rogers, danger, it's red, danger. I got to give credit. Ima, I have to give credit for that. My wife told me that. She said, baby, you know, the red letters, and I don't know where she got it from. Oh, she said, you heard it from Ima? What? I'm talking around in circles. Oh, she heard it from you, Ima. Danger, Real Rogers, danger.
I tell my people all the time, it's written in red for a reason. Red is a universal sign for danger.
Yes.
You ain't lying, Ima. I thought she brought me something new to the table. She brought me something she heard you said.
Yeah. Don't they portray the devil as red?
You better believe it.
Alright, so watch them red words. They should put the Most High's words in blue words.
Exactly.
In the Old Testament.
Mm-hmm.
But what he's describing against Mizraim here, because he starts off with Nico. If you can't find it on Google, Bing it, because Bing got images too. Nico, he's darker than midnight. But anyway, the Most High says to the Egyptians, prepare buckler and shield, draw near to battle, harness the horses and get up your horsemen, stand up with your helmets, polish your spears, put in your coats of mail. This is what they did when they was chasing us out of Egypt, right?
Absolutely.
And the Most High telling us not to fear the military might of nations, which they brag upon even to this day, right? America calls himself a superpower, as does Russia, right? But they always seem to have problems with these little nations, don't they?
Absolutely.
Why is it that if you superpower, why did it take you 20 years in Afghanistan and you didn't even win the battle? You left out with your tail between your legs. But you're going to show us Top Gun with Tom Cruise like y'all the best military on the universe, in the universe. But you couldn't handle Afghanistan. And they ain't got no Air Force like y'all.
You couldn't handle the Vietnamese.
No, half of Vietnam, because the North was fighting the South.
Right.
You couldn't fight half of Vietnam or half of Korea. Right? Half nation could beat you.
Right.
Imagine if all of Korea was fighting them, or all of Vietnam was fighting them. What would the war have been like then? Because you lost in Vietnam, right? You didn't get no victories in Korea.
No.
And you can't really boast about Iraq, because you lied about that.
Well, you can't boast about Afghanistan.
No. So where's the super and the power that you got?
Mm-hmm.
You can't boast about Korea.
Exactly.
They can't boast about the African American here. That was a joke, y'all. They can't beat us. They trying to kill us. They at war with us. But they just can't seem to get rid of us, can they? Because we definitely ain't on reservations, are we?
No. Yeah, we certainly like a tick on a dog. Can't get rid of us.
More they knock us off, the more we multiply.
Yep.
We like them frogs you saw in Florida, you know.
Yeah, that shit, I ain't never seen nothing like that before in the history of. I'm telling you, you know, not so long ago they showed some mountains over in Africa, and if you didn't know any better, you would have sworn that the mountains were moving. But it wasn't the mountains that was moving, it was the locusts that was covering the mountains.
That's a lot of locusts.
So, you know, the Almighty is showing us in all of his the signs and the wonders. And that's what he told us to look for, the signs and the wonders. We should be out here popping and twerking and...
But he said, don't be dismayed, right? And don't be afraid. Don't be afraid and don't be dismayed.
Well, Ray, now you know Israel is not hearing that. When they talked about the virus, they had the highways locked down. They had the freeway locked, everything that you could get to get that vaccine. They had it on lockdown with our people. They even set up tents overnight, 3 or 4 days, so they could get the jab. You know what I'm saying?
Lining up the babies.
Yet still, again, their action speaks volumes. Everybody's talking about getting to heaven, but they beat the hell out of trying to stay here. How can that be? They want Jesus. They want heaven, but they ain't willing to leave here to get it.
Now, put it straight, Yuma. They want to go to heaven, but ain't nobody dying to go there.
So once you started really diving into this heresy and this delusion that our people are cloaked in, you see just how hollow it really is. And yet it's got a grip on us. And we have to pray for our people. We have to pray that Yah open their eyes and their ears so that they can hear and see. Because right now we are doomed people. Our people is the state of mind that they're in today. They will come and fight you with everything they got just because you're trying to free them.
So what you see is a separation in the rebellious spirit of the nature of the children of Israel. And if your name is not written in the book of life, Yah will not save you. You just read, Yah said, I will save you, but I will save you, but there's a but in there, right?
But can we read that again, Ray?
Oh, yeah. He says, don't be afraid, Jacob, my servant, which he puts us in the singular, right? That's how Yah talks to us, because he has so much affection for us. He puts us in the singular, Jacob. That's what he calls us. Don't be dismayed, Israel. He changed Yaakov, our father's name, to Yisrael. And we know that he's talking about the nation of Israel. For behold, guess what? I will save you from afar. That's a promise. When Yah says, would you say? When Yah speaks, his word don't come back, boy. And your offspring. You ain't got to worry about your children from the land of that captivity. Go save them. Who's going to save your children? Because he had that problem in the past. Our ancient fathers coming out of Egypt. Well, what about the children? What about the children? Y'all said, I got the children. As a matter of fact, the children going to make it and y'all are not. So when y'all say he's going to save our offspring from their captivity, know that y'all is going to save our offspring from captivity. Jacob will return and will be quiet and at ease. No more stress, no more high blood pressure, nobody chasing us, nobody trying to kill us. No one will make him afraid, because we definitely have that fear in us now, don't we, Ima? That's why we're getting our babies shot up with the vaccine, because you fear. Matter of fact, the brother was talking about we need to do like Romans, whatever it says, and submit to our masters. Okay, you submit to your master.
Brother, on that video, Murray, is that who you're speaking about?
That's exactly who I'm talking about, Ima.
Mm-hmm. He was just so
mind low. Yourself up. Get the vaccine. Why are you resisting? Why are you trying to get paperwork to stop it? Paperwork
they
to stop it.
They leaving you astray. You know, that's your constitutional right to take the jab, huh?
Yeah. That's what you said. It's your constitutional right not to take the jab, if you want to look
I'm
at the Constitution.
Yeah, if you talk about freedom, it's my right that I don't have to take it. But see, what they're looking at, which is wrong, and say, well, the people out here are irresponsible. Well, The ones that are taking it are irresponsible. What are you talking about? You can't get around it. You're forcing something that people are wise enough to know it's not correct.
So we witnessed the prophet Jeremiah witness, where he spoke the word of the Most High, and the people called him a liar, even though he proved himself true, right? They called him a liar. They went to Egypt anyway. Huh?
Yeah, still called him a liar, even though it was proven he was telling the truth. Go ahead, continue.
Exactly. Jeremiah, the prophet, proved himself to be a prophet of Yah, which is why they went to him in the first place. So when his words come true, and you still call him a liar, we still see the same spirit within our people. Because we're not speaking our own words. We're directing our people to the word of Yah, while they're directing our people to the word of men. Yah didn't tell us to submit to our enemies. No way, no how. At every turn, we try to figure out a way to get out of our captivity. So Most High tells us not to be afraid, right? Because he's going to make us quiet. He's going to put us at ease. And no one, not Vladimir Putin or Donald Trump, none of them is going to make us afraid. Don't be afraid. He reiterates it. Oh, Jacob, my servant. So like I say, if you're walking around in fear, you really don't know Yah. If you're walking around dismayed, you don't know the message that Yah's given you. Because Yah will save us. For I will make a full end of all the nations where I have driven you. So your hope in America, that's a false hope. They're telling us we don't have any hope for the future. What does Yah say? All the nations where I have driven you. Has he driven us here? Oh, America's in big trouble. And they know it. But I will not make a full end of you. Even though America goes down, you're going to survive it. Y'all believe that? Or y'all afraid you're going to go down with America? But I will correct you in measure. Oh, trust me, Israel. You're not coming back with that American ideology in your head that you're free to do what you want, when you want, how you want, when you want to do it. No, yeah, I got to correct you. All that Yehoshua HaMashiach stuff and Jesus Christ stuff. No, I'm going to correct you, Israel, in measure. And will in no way leave you unpunished. Because you're going to get punished if you hang on to them idols, for sure.
And no, you cannot join the gay parade, okay?
You can't say that too loud now.
And no, you cannot join the gay parade.
And we're taking that flag back as a symbol of Yah's covenant, that he would not destroy the earth again with the flood. But we know that fire is coming. We know that fire is coming. And it's coming on those heads that's carrying that flag as a perversion.
Yeah.
You
better believe it, bro.
And they don't even understand. That's blasphemy. That's profaning Yah.
Yeah.
It's mocking Yah right in his face. So, and they say that in Israel, our land, it's the biggest parade in the world.
Mm. Well, I can believe
that. The biggest gay parade in the world is in our land.
That's why,
heard the brother crying out about it.
I want to say this too to our listening audience and our people. For those who falsely believe that the Constitution covers you, the Constitution does not cover you. As a matter of fact, it lists you as being less than 3/6 of a human being. What they did, another part of the deception, into having you to be deceived into thinking that you are a citizen of this land. The readings of it is that whether you were born, if you're an African, whether you're born free or enslaved, you should never be a citizen of this land. So what they gave you instead was the 14th and 15th Amendment, saying that, you know, that you can only have what freedoms that they see deem necessary for you to have. That's why everything we got, it had to be done by passing a law, even to be treated like a human being. It's called the Civil Rights Act. Outside of that, there was no law to even cover you because you were still looked upon and could be treated as the way that they did. Tortured you and severed you and lynched you and castrated you and traumatized, raped, barbecued, whatever they thought they was big enough to do. That's what they did. And they're still doing it. They're still doing it.
I'm going to put it in a nutshell, Ima. They talking about the Emancipation Proclamation, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we still fighting for civil rights.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, Cartrell, would you mind going to Psalms 46 and showing where real protection and refuge is from?
Be my pleasure.
Thank you, brother.
Because we need spiritual strength like never before. These spiritual prayers are like our spinach for Popeye, in case you ain't know. And I'm talking about on a spiritual level. And these prayers, they work wonders if you know how to apply them, especially the 91st Psalm, which you're going to get to eventually. But Psalm 46 is accredited to the sons of Korach, according to Alamoth, and that's the song style. Whatever song style that is, that's what the sons of Korach was singing. Probably harmony. Praise Yah, we give thanks for the sons of Korach who poured their hearts out to our Creator, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, in the hopes that He would hear their prayer and answer us in our times of need. And this is the prayer, this is the song they composed. Psalms 46, verse 1. Elohim is our refuge and strength. Repeat after me. Elohim is our refuge and our strength. A very present help in trouble. So where do you run to when there's trouble? You got to know where your refuge is at. It ain't no doomsday prepping like the Europeans are doing. Our refuge, and this is Israel, is Elohim, our strength, in a very present time of trouble. And we're living in a world of trouble today. So if you ain't in the refuge of the Most High, I don't know what you're doing. Therefore, we won't be afraid. Didn't the Most High command us not to be afraid? He said, Jacob, fear not. I'm with you. I'll rescue you. Got to be codified, like Yom Su says. So the earth changes. Is the earth changing? Man, has the earth changed since we were children, right? Would that the youth of today know how much the earth has changed since we were their age, right? Though the mountains are shaken into the heart of the seas, though its waters roar and are troubled, though the mountains tremble with their swelling, there's a river, the streams which make the city of Elohim glad, the holy place of the tents of the Most High. And Yasu, do you read about that river and that stream?
Yes, that ran through the temple. And at the temple.
Oh, yeah, you remember. You remember.
Yeah.
And these brothers are talking about it, ain't they? So they see it too. Elohim is within her. She shall not be moved. And he ain't talking about heaven, is he? He's talking about that temple being placed in Jerusalem in Mount Zion. Elohim will help her at dawn. The nations raged. The kingdoms were moved. He lifted up his voice and the earth melted. We should pay attention to that because we know that when Yah spoke to us, right? Our ancient father said, no, we don't want to hear your voice anymore. And Yah said, okay, I can hear my voice. We'll send you prophets like Moses. But Yah going to speak again. He's not going to just be speaking to the nation of Israel. Who are you going to be speaking to? All the nations.
Uh-huh.
And what's going to happen when he does that? He said, the earth is going to melt when Yah speaks. That's incredible. We don't know how dangerous hearing Yah's voice is, but we want to speak to God. I want to talk to God face to face. All right. We know, based on this sentence, that God is not a man. Because when he lifts up his voice, it says the earth melted. Can't no man do that. Yah of hosts is with us. Let's repeat that again. Yah of hosts, he's not coming. Guess where he's at? Yah of hosts is with us. Don't worry. Don't fret. Don't be dismayed. Don't be afraid. Yah is our refuge and our strength and a very present help in our troubles. Did he say there's going to be a time of trouble for Jacob like there's never been? Okay. All right. And what are you supposed to do? Be afraid? Supposed to be dismayed? Or are you supposed to call on Yah? Elohim of armies is with us. The Elohim of Yaakov is our refuge. Come, see Yah's work. What desolation he has made in the earth. Oh, yeah, we're seeing them. We're watching them. Fires, tornadoes, hurricanes, hail, storms, volcanoes erupting, earth shaking. Desolations. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. That's the day we're looking for, when there's no more war. We ain't worried about World War III, World War IV, World War V, 6, 7, 8, 9. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariot with fire. That's how you know the fires are coming. Be still and know that I'm Yah. Be still, Yah. Don't be nervous. I will be exalted among the nations. Yeah, because that's where we scattered. When he delivers us in their eyes. Oh, my God. The black people. Oh, God really loves them. I will be exalted in the earth. Yahweh of hosts is with us. I must reiterate that. He's not coming. He's already here. And what did he say? The fact that he's with us, he said, Israel, Israel, seek me while I can be found. Call on me while I am near. Right? He's with us. We ain't waiting for him. He's waiting for us. The Elohim of Yaakov is our refuge. How many times has that said? At least three times, right? So you don't know. Somebody better tell you.
Jeremiah.
Somebody better tell you. Y'all better be your refuge. Y'all better be your strength. Y'all better be present with you and help you in the times of trouble. King David said, though war rise up against me, I shall not fear. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I fear no evil. Why? Because he knew that Yah was with him. We should know that Yah's with us. Don't you know that Yah's with you? If you don't, somebody should tell you. Because everything you do, you're not hiding from the Most High. You may think you're hiding it from the Most High, but the Most High sees the good and the bad, and he's weighing everything that we do. So he's with us for the good when we do good, or he's with us for the judgment to cast you aside because you're not worthy. So our refuge should be Yah. And that being our refuge, we should be preparing like doomsday preppers this place of refuge that we have on a spiritual run. It ain't like you got to go out and buy bunkers or buy tons of ammunition. No, because Yah said he's going to end war. He makes war to cease in the ends of the earth. He's going to break the bow. That little AK-47 you got, the AR-15, going to break that. It shatters the spear and burns the chariots of fire. You got a tank? That ain't going to help you. You got a jet? Submarine? What you got? Y'all going to burn it. You going to break it because there's not going to be any war anymore. So what's the real preparation? Know that Yah is Yah. And he's going to be exalted among the nations. He's going to be exalted throughout the whole earth. And the God of Jacob is our refuge. Take refuge, Israel. It's time to take refuge. Praise Yah.
Wow. Powerful.
Sons of Korah.
God's word is powerful if we just accept it as it is written. But we can't do that. That seems like that's a hard task for us to do. Because once we read it, then we got to put our own input into it. We got to put our own spin on it. But the Almighty gave us precise instructions. Don't add to his word. Don't take away from it. Accept it as it is. 2 Kings 11:2 tells you, as it is written. But we won't do that. You know, and that was Morasha's thread. It's just so self-explanatory.
So we accept it. Nothing to think about it. We ask the Most High to help the people along. The ones who are crying, open their minds. It's true. Some of us aren't, but you know.
I know one thing, that there's going to be families, almost all 12 tribes, that get the message. If they ain't going to leave out no tribe, so whatever tribe you represent your tribe. Because he's going to save all 12 tribes. All 12 tribes are needed. And he don't need a lot. All he needs is a male and a female, one from every tribe.
Like he did with Noah, with the animals. I don't know. I just know. I'm going to save the ones that get to save.
Some of us are going to get it, and some of us are not. That's just
that's
the way it is.
That's right. Like that song, being that number. When the saints are marching in.
And what more could you add to what we've read? What more would you want to add? What more can you add?
Mm-hmm.
What can you take away?
Nothing.
This is the message that our enemies don't want to see. Because Yah, he reassures us that we don't have to be afraid. We don't have to be dismayed. That we have to make him our stronghold and our refuge. It's as simple as that. And what does that mean? That means seeking Yah with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. Why? You have an opportunity. Because there is an appointed time, and we saw it in the chapters of Jeremiah. Jeremiah kept warning them and warning them and warning them. He warned the kings. He warned the princes. He warned the people. And did they listen? And then the judgment came. And after the judgment came, the Most High still had mercy. If you do this, I'll show you favor. Did they listen? No. They got more judgment. So the more they refused, the more judgment they got. And that seems to be the pattern with our people. That we don't know what's good for us. We refuse to take what's good for us.
I heard, I heard that it's been raining somewhere in the east. I got to look it up. Where usually it's dry. Anybody heard of that?
In Yellowstone Park,
in
Yellowstone Park, they said that the Yellowstone River, whatever river that runs through Yellowstone Park, was at its highest in 100 years. They got like 6 inches of rain in one day, something like that. I don't know if that's what you're talking about.
Go ahead, Ema. I'm sorry. I had so much stuff going on. I just can't remember.
No, you know, what we fail to understand is this is how serious Yah is about his word. And as we've been reading today, you can hear that Yah's repetitive. And he's a just Elohim. He gives warning after warning after warning. And guess what? We take those warnings for granted. But it gets to the point where the Almighty says, as he says in the Ezekiel, the Almighty says, because they had not executed my judgment, but had despised my statutes and had polluted my Shabbat, and their eyes were after their father's idols. Wherefore, I gave them also statutes that were not good, and justice whereby they should not live. So this stuff that we're doing today, it's not causing us to live. That's why we're steady dying out here. We have to do exactly what the Almighty says. Accept his word as it is written. Don't add to it. Don't take away from it or aside, however you pronounce that word. Don't do any of that. Accept it.
Well, like I said, you know, our people don't study who we are and what our creation that God made us for, like other people do. Other people know us better than we know ourselves. We get a little bit of knowledge, and that's what we run with. Like the brother that was you played to me on the phone. He got a little bit of knowledge, and that little bit of knowledge got him twisted. Rather than him search it out in full, you got to search out everything. You just stuck on the New Testament, and you haven't read the foundation of the whole Old Testament, and you're leaning on the new book? And most people do that, what he does. You referring to Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Peter, who's this guy that went around, Paul, the letters of Paul. You talking about Romans and Galatians. Who are the Galatians?
Ephesians and Philippians. Where did they come from?
Right. Are they still around? And what significance they have with the history of the nation of Israel? What does anything in the New Testament have to do with the history of the nation of Israel?
Okay. Well, it does have something to do with it.
He's talking about the nation Jacob, the nation Israel.
Does have something to do with it. It says that the new book character came, he only came to seek out the sheep of Israel, the people of Israel. He only came to, and he found them. And guess what? He took them right into captivity. You see?
Yeah, that supposedly we were in captivity when he found us. We're still in captivity, so, you know.
But again, Moray say that because we don't know the word of our God. And if we knew the word of our God, and therefore that new book, we wouldn't be there anyway.
The word about God is tied to our history. Our history is tied to the word of God.
Yeah.
If we understood our history, we would know that.
Right.
So if you don't know your history, you don't know that our history is tied to the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And people have you reading our history in the terms of religion.
Right.
You can't see it as your history.
Right. And like true to form, Murray, that you have these people who are doing well in Christianity. Why would they want to change? They still have to give up everything. And I said, well, your selfish ways you would have to give up. So is that relating equal to your material wealth too? Yes. But you still can live comfortable. It's just like what's in the scripture. They didn't want to
and
give up.
And most I would tell you.
Huh?
Most I would tell you, envy not the wicked, even though they prosper in their ways. He says, yea, though the wicked spring as the grass, and all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they may be destroyed forever. So what they got, you shouldn't be trying to get. You shouldn't be envious of. Because, yeah, Yah is merciful. He lets the wicked prosper, but only to a point. And he lets them prosper to test the righteous. Are you going to be tempted to change your ways because you want what you see?
Not only that, you know, we have to know that there's a spirit that's running the earth right now, but his time is almost up. Yah gave him dominion over the earth for a time period, and he even boasts about it in the new book, as he says in the new book in the fourth chapter of Matthew, that he supposedly has carried up to the high mountain. Now think about this. He took God up to the high mountain, because they say JC is God, okay, and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and told God that if he bowed to him, he'll give it to us, huh? The madness of this book, the madness that we're reading, no wonder we're staggering in madness.
And that story makes people think that the adversary is equal to the Most High. But we know that the Most High is the adversary's father, right? Because everything Yah created is not equal to him, but he considers the angels his sons, and he considers Israel his son. So when they try to compare, they compare Jesus to Moses, Jesus to Satan, or God to Satan, they definitely flawed in their thinking. Matter of fact, we read in Job, the adversary had to get permission from Yah to do the things that he did, right?
Uh-huh.
Can't do what he wants to do because he's got power like that. No, he has to get sanction and permission from the Most High. And he knows his time is up. So he's trying to do his thing in destroying the sons of light by temptation.
And that's why the Almighty says in Jeremiah, I'm sure you guys have covered that, in the day that he come and make that final drop, that final blow, all the gods that are up under the heaven that didn't help create the heavens and the earth, they too shall perish.
Well, we didn't get to that yet, but we will.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the Most High's vengeance on the nations, where he says, I will get vengeance on my adversaries. These nations defy the Most High. And Psalms 2 lets us know these nations are in an uproar. They want to break the yoke that Yah puts on mankind. And the yoke that Yah puts on mankind is for mankind's benefit. Everything that Yah created has codes. And these codes that Yah gave mankind, mankind does not want to follow. So that judgment has to come. Because Yah going to have it his way. He ain't going to let man do what he want to do.
Whether they like it or not, it's coming. Remember when you was a child and you had some parents, you got to wait before you get punished. The anticipation of waiting is like, dang, what that get over with. Okay, similar in his way and his time.
It's one thing to get a beating for your mother, but when your father coming home to give you a whooping, oh, you know it's going to be bad.
Oh, yeah. It's like I think many of our people today is taking the word of Yah like the boy that cried wolf. You know, he cried wolf so many times people didn't believe him when the wolf actually came. We're speaking, shouting the word of Yah, and we're shouting the same thing over and over and over again. Guess what? Nobody's believing this word. They take it in like, okay, here we go again. So we've got to do what the Almighty told us to do. His word is not complicated. Just return back to him with all of our heart, all of our soul, and all of our mind. And seek his face. Seek his forgiveness. Turn from our wickedness. That's all y'all's asking us to do. But we're doing
try Yah and prove him. We've heard what Yah said. Yah said he will save us. He says Yah is our strength. Yah is our refuge. You got to try Yah and prove you. Prove him. Anytime you have trouble, test it out. If I call on you, Yah, will you help me? If I call on you, Yah, will you save me? Yeah, try it. You might like it. And the Most High puts trouble on us so that we get to know him better. You know that, right?
Yeah, I know that.
Mm-hmm. Any trouble that we face, Yah gonna see how you handle that situation. That's why he threw Joseph in the pit and threw him in jail. He wanted to see what Joseph was gonna do. Did Joseph pass the test? I would say so. And Most High tests all of the righteous. So whatever trouble you got came from Yah. And he wanted to see how you're gonna respond to it. And if you haven't made Yah your refuge, you're leaning on your own understanding, you're moving in the wrong direction. So try Yah and prove him. Test it. All right, the Most High said he's going to be my refuge and my strength. Let me see if it works. Work for King David.
Well, you know, being that the Almighty didn't leave us in the plan about anything. He did say that he will refine us through the, but not as pure gold, but refine us, but not, how does that go? But through the furnace of affliction?
Right. So that's what a jeweler does, to test the metal that he's retrieved, right? You got to put it through the flames to see how pure it is.
Pure it is.
Are we pure enough for y'all? That's really the quest.
I think that Yah has to purify us, but I think that we have to have the heart to want to be purified for Yah to do that.
Yes, because he tells us to clean ourselves up, right?
Yes.
You got to start cleaning yourself up, and cleaning yourself up really means being humble to the way of Yah. And many of us are hardened in our ways, hardened in our thoughts, hardened in our actions, hardened in our habits, and it's so hard to change, right?
Yes.
It's hard to let go and let go. But that's
yes.
What she does.
Well, all right, y'all. Got a few more minutes left. Praise God, bless the whole name. If anybody, want everybody to give some closing comments. If they do, if they don't, that's where we're going to keep it moving. Praise Yah. Anybody with closing comments?
I'd like to say this was an interesting, I'm glad that Ema came on, the dialogue between Ema and Patriel. And I'm thankful for that. Most times working through us. The content is too humble in our approach, not only to the Most High, but prove to other people. What I'm saying, I don't mean prove to other people, but we should be consistent when we communicate with other people, no matter what the reaction is. And I'm thankful for the Most High that I'm here, and I'm alive, and I'm breathing, no matter how much pain I'm in. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All praise. I'm thankful to the Most High for all of his wonders, his love, his mercy. I love Yah, and I love my people. I thank him for his word, because his word is pure and it's infallible. It's like the rock of Gibraltar. It's not going to move nowhere. It's going to stand firm. But you can trust him. You can trust him. I say in closing to our people, know this, the very things that we are holding fast to is the very things that keep us divided. The Almighty never looks upon us as being a group, an organization, a camp, a religion, a church, an individual. He always looked upon us and dealt with us from the perspective of us being the nation that he carved out for himself. So whatever it is that we're doing, if we're not doing what the Almighty said do, thus gathered ourselves together, old nation, not desire, not even by ourselves, but the Almighty told us to do that, then we're not fooling nobody but ourselves. And you're only doing what you're doing for your own glory and your own exaltation. Y'all want us to humble ourselves. Take on the spirit of humility. And in that manner, then we can begin to obey y'all, because we no longer have wicked self in the way, trying to dissect his word and make it fit and change it to be what we want it to be, leaving us with having this understanding that God has service on our terms instead of us serving him. As Moray Cottrell said, God is not, we don't have to wait on God. God waits on us. Because if for nothing else, it was we who broke the covenant. So let's get it together, Israel. Let's go all the schisms and schisms, and let's humble ourselves before a great king. And let Almighty know how sorry we are for hurting him and for profaning his name throughout the earth. Let us return back to our God so that we can stop passing this legacy of death on to our children. Only God can deliver us. I pray with all of my inside, everything within me, I pray that God opens your eyes and your understanding for you to come to know that it's Yah or it's death. Hallelujah. May Yah be to the glory to Yah of all creation. May the exaltation be unto him. May we return back to our Abba and serve him as we were children to. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Andrea?
Yes. May Yah hear and answer Ima's prayer. Such a powerful prayer coming from our heart. May we all love and honor the Most High. May we all love and honor our people that seek Yah. We pray that the Most High takes the divisions away from us. Because here we are in captivity. We're looking for reasons to stay away and divide one another, when we should be looking to unite and stand up for one another. I pray that the Most High does that for us in a miraculous way. But I thank the Most High for all the souls under the sound of my voice, especially Ima and Yom Suf and Ima Yehudi, Sister Abiya. Ima and I have conversations all the time, and they last for hours. So it's a part of iron sharpening iron, and I really enjoy talking to Ima. You know, she makes me go deep, looking into my studies, and it only helps us that we know more about ourselves so that we can help our people, help ourselves get about the situation that we're in. So may Yah hear our prayers, because he's with us, he's nigh to us, and may we all, you know, make Yah our refuge and our stronghold, because that's what we all need, for Yah to be our refuge and our stronghold. All praise to the Holy One of Israel. Hallelujah.
Praise Yah. Sister Abia.
Well, all I can say is praise Yah, and I concur with everything that's been said. All I can say is just keep seeking Yah so you know Yah. And don't believe in all them other idols or nothing. If somebody tells you Yah around that corner waiting for you in the church, don't go there. Seek out Yah for yourself and get to know him. So shalom, family. Good night.
Praise Yah. Our salvation and refuge is not in the gay rights movement. It's not in Juneteenth. It's not in Easter. It's not in Christmas. It's not in 4th of July. It's not in the Democratic Party, Republican Party, or none of those entities. Y'all said where our refuge is. It's Psalms 46. Not only that, think about this. Praise the Most High and bless his holy name. Study is beautiful. It's wonderful. Burning the midnight oil is beautiful and wonderful. But actions should reflect your studies. Not your studies, your actions. What am I getting at? Praise the Most High. Not only by virtue of your studies, but let that reflect in your actions. Let it reflect by going with us and working with us to rebuild a nation. Go to Yah, gather us, YahWillGather.us. Help us rebuild this nation. It's not about one individual. It's about a unified effort. That's why I love this show, these studies. You hear many voices, many ages, male and female. You don't hear any self-adulation. You don't hear what's in it for me. You hear what's in it for us. Let your studies be reflected in your actions. Praise the Most High and bless His holy name. We don't know where y'all are going.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yes.
I think you forgot Sister Yehudi.
No, I think Sister Yehudi spoke first.
Okay, my bad.
Thank Yehudi. You, Katriel, for looking after me. Yeah, but I spoke. Thank you so much.
Oh, praise God.
Thank you. Praise God. Well, we strongly advise you while you're burning the midnight oil tonight, musing over what we studied by the Most High. Ask the Most High for a new heart and spirit, just like King Dawg. If it's good enough for a king, it should be good enough for you. We love you. May the Most High bless you. Shalom and good night. Fellow students, I want to say shalom and good night to the people.
Shalom, family. Good night.
Shalom, family.
Don't forget that website, yahwehgather.us. Help build a
Hallelujah.
Nation. Make your contributions.
Hallelujah. Good night.
Good night.